This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now, right now, on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Jake Kokorowski of AllBadgers.com and SI.com. Jake, how you doing, man?
Doing well, man. Just trying to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay cool in this warm, humid weather we're having right now.
I'm hoping it gets warmer. I love the warmth. We don't get nearly enough of it in this state, so enjoy it while it's here. But what is it like right now out there near the campus with athletes starting to come on board and a lot of questions about the college football season, no spring practice? So what's it like right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, we had a chance, was going on a couple of weeks ago now, that we had a chance to talk with Ross Kalaji, the strength and conditioning coach, you know, as he's working with the football program to allow student, you know, they're having voluntary football workouts and whatnot. And, you know, I haven't heard an update yet, but it sounds like they're still working through those voluntary workouts there, which, you know, Wisconsin brought back to begin both football and the volleyball student athletes. So there's that. And then, I mean, other than that, it's been, you know, in terms of campus area, I actually haven't been down there that often with everything, with just staying out here at more. I live in the west side of town, so I haven't really gotten a chance to see much of the campus. But I know, you know, Dane County has had, just earlier today, had an announcement about the restrictions kind of clamping down a little bit more due to some increases in positive cases of COVID-19. So, it's interesting times, to say the least, and then hopefully everyone's staying healthy and following those guidelines too.
How do you keep the student athletes out of the bars, out of the restaurants, out of the social life that is college campus?
That's a million-dollar question. I think it's a question where, it's also one thing where, you know, seeing the numbers go up might be an example right there of what you see in Dane County. I think you just put the numbers, you talk about the season that could be at hand and whatnot too. And, you know, with UW, you know, has policies in place if someone is tested positive for COVID-19. So I think it goes to a lot of education and just talking about it, and even just the asymptomatic spread of the virus is huge, where you may not be feeling it, but you can still pass it on to someone who does. I think, you know, and I know that they've done, UW, if I'm not mistaken, they've done a lot, you know, they've talked to the players about it too. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see just, you know, how hard it's driven home. But I think it's just a lot of education and knowing how it spreads and what you can do, especially with social distancing to help, you know, mitigate, to contain that spread.
The team itself, you lose some real names. Bond is gone. Jonathan Taylor is gone. Quintez Cephas is gone. And you start to think, how are we going to make this up? Now, I'm not putting them on the same level as to what recruiting classes and such have been at Ohio State, but it seems like Wisconsin has gotten better at replacing guys that have gone on to seriousness when it comes to the NFL, serious goodness, greatness, whatever you want to call it. But they've been able to kind of fill the pipeline. Have we seen this program under Paul Christ take a dramatic upward turn when it comes to the level of talent that's starting to come into the Wisconsin system?
I do think that. I think especially in the last three classes from 2019, 2020, 2021, for 2021, where, you know, they're one of the, you know, the top 25 classes for recruiting for those that could sign coming up for the class of 2021. But even, you know, you're seeing players step into roles where, you know, even going back to last year, we didn't know Zach Bond would step up in the manner that he did when they had to replace Andrew Van Ginkle. And we were wondering where the pressure and the how to get to the quarterback, you know, who would step up in that regard. And this year, you're seeing players like, Noah Burks, who will be a redshirt senior. He could be a candidate. You're looking at someone like, Isaiah Green-May, who started the first game of last year. You have guys like Jalen Franklin, Spencer Lytle, and even, two four-star freshmen coming into the program, and Nick Herbig and Caden Johnson. Though, I don't know how much you can expect a first-year player, especially at that position, to grow both physically and with the playbook. But you talk about the talent coming in. Herbig and Johnson are four-star outside linebackers. You're looking at, Jack Nelson from Stoughton, who's going to be, an offensive lineman. He was an early enrollee before the pandemic hit. He could be someone, down the road in the next year or two that could step up into the two deep. You're seeing players, you're seeing the program. They can develop players. We always knew that they can develop players into starters, contributors, and for a good chunk of them too, potential NFL talent. And underneath Chris, he cares about the players and the program, but that's off the field, but on the field, you see that progression with the staff that he's brought in, guys like John Settle, who's played in the NFL, Jim Leonard played 10 years in the league, and was one of the I think the smartest safeties. And players, in the league, in the history, honestly, just because of his knowledge, and you're seeing that being translated to how he uses the defensive backs and mixes and matches, so they don't miss a beat during fall camp or spring camp, so they know how to communicate better. So you're seeing players step up more and more because they're confident, they're being developed right, especially in the weight room too with Ross Kalaji, and now you're seeing even more talent on the recruiting trail pick up, and they're heading to Madison. And I think, Badger fans, once football does start up, I think they should be excited.
Talking with Jake Kokorowski of allbadgers.com and si.com. Now, we talked to Seth Galina, the senior college football analyst for Pro Football Focused, in the first hour, and I had talked to him a little bit about Jack Cohn and Graham Mertz. And one of the things that he said is, the biggest fear is that you lose a guy like Mertz because you're going to stick with what you already know and you don't have time to really develop without spring practice and such, a guy like Graham Mertz, and bring him on in his second year. And then you run the risk of a guy like Mertz leaving and becoming Joe Burrow 2.0 somewhere else. You know what I mean? What do they do with the quarterback position this upcoming season?
I mean, that'll be one of the storylines to face. Obviously, quarterback, it's not the, in my opinion, it's not the most important position group to discuss compared to who's going to take over for Jonathan Taylor at running back. Offensive line, who's going to fit the interior, with Tyler Biadasz and two other starters gone. And especially, you mentioned, Zach Bond, also Chris Orr on the defensive side. They're going to have to replace some playmakers. So I think those positions are going to be more, in my opinion, them to watch, places, positions to watch. But quarterback, it will be interesting because, before everything shut down, it's one of those decisions that I wanted to see how much of a jump Graham Mertz had made compared to, what we saw during fall camp, the first 2 weeks of fall camp last August. I'm not sold, in my opinion, and I don't have any insider info, obviously, on this, but I'm not sold on Mertz leaving just because, Cohn is a senior this year. And so, in my head, it's one of those things where, he's a senior, he plays, and then he leaves. Well, then Mertz, and then also for that matter, Chase Wolf would have an opportunity to, compete for the starting job in 2021. And so, I think spring ball it hurt Mertz getting more comfortable, getting more reps with the team, establishing more chemistry with the wide receivers, etc. But, I think it also helped hurt Cohn in that fact too, with having no spring ball, because there is no Jonathan Taylor. There's going to be a new center, and we don't know exactly who that will be. And talking to Paul Christ coming up, was a couple weeks ago now already, he had mentioned, when I asked him about the center position, he's confident in those players, but right now they don't know who the starting center will be. So there's still pieces that revolve around Cohn that spring ball could have helped to get him more comfortable, including wide receiver, where you don't have A.J. Taylor or Quintez Cephas anymore. So, with quarterback, I think Wisconsin's going to be fine. And I think even with, I know some people will talk about, Graham Mertz leaving, but I don't, like I said, I have no insider info, but I also feel that, Cohn would leave after next year as a senior. He'd depart, and then you have Mertz and company competing for, the starting role next season. So it'll be interesting just to watch, because I do think both quarterbacks can take a jump next season, and it'll be needed when you have to replace Taylor and Cephas.
Iowa announced that they are going to reduce their athletic department budget by $15 million for the upcoming year because of the coronavirus pandemic and the fact that they did not travel teams. Obviously, there's been voluntary pay cuts and such. Has the Wisconsin system announced anything out there in Madison that they're doing the same? They're going to follow suit and something like that?
I'm trying to remember back, Bill. I know that Barry Alvarez had asked, I thought he said the top, they went to a reduced program with the, in terms of hours for Wisconsin's athletic department. That was back a month or two ago, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, where they had, I'm just trying to, I can't find it on my email right now, but, you know, there is, you know, there, athletic department, you know, some employees were, you know, taking reduced hours, et cetera. There were some pay cuts among, you know, like I think Barry Alvarez, Paul Crist, Greg Gard were asked to take voluntary pay cuts there too. So I think that's been, that was something that was discussed maybe about a month or two ago at Wisconsin's end. But I haven't had a chance to actually look at what Iowa had stated overall too on that either.
Yeah, I know that they've asked many of their coaches to take pay cuts, but because they haven't had to travel, they haven't had summer sports, they haven't had all these other things that they would normally be paying for, they are budgeting $15 million less going into this fiscal year. So just some interesting stuff. Jake, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thanks for your time. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Awesome. See, you guys have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay cool out there.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you. There you go. Jake Kokorowski, All Badgers, allbadgers.com. That's allbadgers.com and si.com. And you can find him at Jake Coco, at Jake Coco, K-O-C-O, on Twitter if you want to follow his stuff there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.